Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
It is 17 minutes to 6. It is the Israel report, and today we chat to Grant Achraf, the director at the Legacy Project. Grant, great to have you with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Yes, hi. Thank you very much for having me. Always a pleasure.
So, Grant, let's talk about Dror Or, the remains of the Israeli returned by Hamas to Israel yesterday, I believe. What do we know about him?
Well, he was taken, he was murdered on October the 7th and taken into Gaza on October the 7th. And his family now has a painful but critical closure, and you know, this is like the ongoing been an ongoing saga for many families, and I don't want to even tell you about some of the experiences which some of these families have had, but you know, obviously this is very much today part and parcel of Israel's character, but we remain resilient, and you know, we deal with these type of issues on a daily basis. But you know, what this does underscore is the moral divide in this conflict, where Israel prioritizes recovering each hostage and each victim, even the remains. Hamas and Islamic Jihad kidnap bodies, hide them, and use them for leverage. And Palestinian suffering is real, but created by Hamas. They're the ones that actually create this, you know, this whole situation. You know, I think that what it highlights is the very important focus which Israel attaches to bringing back bodies intact. And for burial. And, you know, obviously there are spiritual consequences as well. You know, for example, I know someone that, a South African, actually, that they died in a tsunami, and they weren't able to find the body for 6 months. And for 6 months, the person's twin sister had a dream every single night about the trauma that her sister was undergoing, and she stopped having that dream when they found the body, even before she knew that the body had been found. So there are very important spiritual consequences. I think that you know, we will continue. I mean, Israel will continue to do everything that it can to ensure that they actually have a special unit. They have a special unit that is in the army that is dedicated towards bringing bodies back and protecting them. So it goes, you know, far beyond like what anyone else does in the world. And you know, I think it's just once again just expresses the commitment which Israel has towards honoring human dignity. The larger picture is that this event reminds the world why Israel must dismantle Hamas, and no society can coexist with a terror group that weaponizes human life and death alike. I mean, that's really the bottom line. We will continue to do everything we can, and certainly, like I know personally, you know, families that have experienced, you know, this type of thing, where they've actually for months, even in this case, years. They've had to wait for, you know, a reburial, and the trauma is, you know, one can't even underestimate the trauma that exists.
Grant, I want to move on to,
Alex,
if you don't mind, I
yeah.
want to move on to a couple of things on my agenda here this afternoon, and I just see we're a little short of time, so I want to move on to this issue that is quite unusual that Peter Beinart has managed to upset both the left and the right. To my surprise, he has arrived in Israel for a lecture at Tel Aviv University, and he's being knocked by both right-wing Israelis and the pro-Palestinians. So, what's he done to upset everybody?
Well, he's made some quite interesting comments. I mean, interesting. I don't know if interesting is the right word, but you know, he's supposed to be, by the way, a pro, he's a left wing Zionist. I mean, that's how people would describe him. And he's come out and said that Israel is apartheid state, and he's also said that you know, Israel that he doesn't. He no longer believes in a two-state solution, a one-state solution, and also, you know, he's basically taking critique from the left because they've stated that he isn't strong enough in his opposition towards Zionism. So you know, it's really a turn up for the books. So, you know, his position, but you know why Israelis pushed back is because Beinart now questioned the long-term legitimacy of a Jewish majority state, and Israelis live under real regional threats. So existential theories from abroad feel disconnected from the daily security situation. And you know, the takeaway is that this uproar proves that Israel debates ideas openly, and unlike any other state in the region, it's a sign of national confidence, not fragility. So I think that, you know, I mean, I think it's patently clear that the whole issue of democracy in Israel is alive and well. And I think, you know, in total, that's a good sign. But I'm not sure that I'm not sure how much attention we need to give Beinhart because, you know, look, there are a lot of self-hating Jews in the world, and you know, I think you know, at the end of the
You're giving them
day,
oxygen. No, I'd agree with that. I want to move
yeah.
on to the story of the ex-IDF intelligence chief. He said that the Americans giving the Saudis F-35s signal a long-term, and these are his words, grave danger to US-Israel ties.
Yeah, well, you know, Israel's its qualitative military edge, that's, you know, known as QME, is essential, and it ensures Israel can defend itself without foreign troops. And F-35s are not ordinary aircraft; they change the balance of power. So you know, this obviously is critical. But you know, many are saying that that possibly there might be a trip switch, which Americans can operate. So you know, if Saudis get out of hand, they can, you know, just turn on the switch, and you know, it'll turn off all the jets. You know, that's one theory that's been put out there. But you know, obviously this is like a you know, a very important concern. You know, and the lines are shift fast. You know, I mean, today's Saudi's government is friendly, but no one can guarantee who leads it in 5 or 10 years' time, and we've seen this over and over again. So weapons outlast regimes, and that's really the concern. Now, Haman's warning is, I would say, it's like just strategic realism. You know, he's spent decades planning for a worst-case scenario. You know, coups, radicalization, regional upheavals, and Israel cannot get can't you know can't gamble on long-term stability. So you know, that's an important criteria. So you know, Iran, Hezbollah, and extremist groups watch these developments closely because if Israel's advantage narrows, then you know, deterrence
Weakness.
drops.
That makes sense. Final issue for us today. According to the Jerusalem Post, Iran is losing control over the Houthis as the proxy has gone rogue. Wow, I wasn't ever expecting to read that. What's going on?
Well, you know, I don't know how much value you can actually give to that. You know, I would treat that with a pinch of salt. I mean, I find it, you know, hard
Okay.
to find appreciate that the Houthis have gone rogue. I mean, they get their support financially from Iran. So Iran, at the end of the day, calls the shots. And, you know, I think that the Houthis are very much still, you know, you still have the dog on a leash. You know, this dog hasn't been let free by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, as I say, I would take this with interest. At the end of the day, like, you know, the Houthis have to finance the operation without someone else on the drawing board, which, I mean, there isn't at the moment. I find it difficult to believe that Iran has suddenly, you know, disappeared. Or, you know, they're not...
We're having really awful connection on this side, Grant, so we're going to leave it there. But that was Grant de Graaf, the director of the Legacy Project. Interesting. It's probably worth repeating that he is doubtful whether it is in fact true that Iran is losing control over the Houthis as the proxy has gone rogue. That's according to a headline in the Jerusalem Post today. I want to go to the SMS line for the final time this afternoon. I love this comment. Simon, you are naive. Money talks, hence radical protesters in Tel Aviv during the war. Maybe I am naive. I do think, though, that you can't compare the issue of the radical protesters and the judicial reform to what was being said about UNRWA and Israeli elite supporting the reestablishment of UNRWA. I think they're two completely different issues. Mavis says, I made Aliyah and live in Israel. I certainly hope David is wrong about Israelis, but something is definitely off. That's an interesting take, and I'm very grateful that you're sharing it with us this afternoon. Anton saying, is your email simon@chaifm.com? It is. You can also try simon@chai.co.za. I'd be very happy to hear your couple of unusual songs. Mark says, we're going on the Israeli license, and I'm just looking. Mark, thanks for this. I just have run out of time, but I've really appreciated your notes this afternoon. And then Carol Z says, money does not talk, Simon. It screams. With that, we'll go back to studio.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.